that sizzle? We're Country Fried. We're real country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDM. Because you're here, shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The budget bill passing the Senate barely, but now moving on to the next step in the process.
The bill is now on its way to the House, which has to approve the Senate's revisions in order to advance it to the president's desk. Its original text passed the House by just one vote. Several representatives, including Chip Roy of Texas and Don Bacon of Nebraska, Republicans who both helped advance the original bill, are now suggesting they might not support it.
ABC's Christiane Cordero in Washington. Iran's president has ordered the country to suspend its cooperation with the International Atomic Energy Agency after American and Israeli airstrikes hit most of Iran's important nuclear facilities. The jury in Sean Combs trial returning to deliberations. Jurors say they have reached a verdict on four counts but cannot decide on the racketeering charge. Brian Koberger will be in court today to enter a guilty plea in the murder of four University of Idaho students in 2022. He's expected to receive four life sentences. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
It's that time of year again. Mower season just around the corner. Stop by Comroe Sales and Service and check in with the Aarons and Gravely specialists. Comroe's not only sells new and used mowers, they service most makes and sizes too. So whether you're looking for a Comroe upgrade or just a quick once-over on your current mower, call or stop into Comroe Sales and Service. They'll get you ready for the season. Comroe Sales and Service, conveniently located in Durand on Highway 85 and in Whitehall on Tower Drive. You know, when you get a mower from Comroe Sales, you're getting one bad grass mower.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit losses in the milk markets. August down 26 to 1844, September down 24 to 1895, October down 21 to 1901, November down 15 at 1870. Cheese markets, barrels up 3 to 172 and a half, 40-pound blocks up a quarter to 172 and a quarter. One trade a barrel, seven trade a block on the day. Cash butter up a quarter to 260 and a quarter, three trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up a quarter to 125 and a half, no trades. Dry weigh steady at 59 and a half, no trades on the day. Live cattle and feeder cattle markets with triple digit losses after USDA announced that the imports of Mexican cattle would resume as early as July 5th. That had the markets spooked that could increase U.S. supply, even though really the fact remains that even with the Mexican feeder cattle imports, the U.S. will still be short, but it was still enough to spook the markets to move lower. Hog markets lower with cash prices lower and pork cutouts sharply lower as well, pressuring the nearbys. August live cattle down 312 to 210.75. August feeder cattle down 465 to 306.02. July hogs down $1.10 to 109. Corn markets were slightly lower. Soybeans slightly higher. Wheat also higher. While USDA did raise the corn crop conditions, they left the soybean crop conditions unchanged. And USDA lowered the winter and spring wheat crop conditions. That all helping to provide support at least for the wheat markets and also strengthen soybean oil, helping the soybean markets. New crop corn down 3.5 to 422. New crop beans up a quarter to 1027 and a quarter. July wheat up 8.5 to 537 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat September up 11 and a quarter to 632. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Local markets from Tuesday at Elsevia in Durand. Cash corn 366, August 369, new crop 362. Cash beans 945, August 950, new crop 937. Big River Resources, Boyceville. Cash corn 390, August 388, September 386, new crop 372. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 388, August 391, new crop 375. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 366, new crop 372, cash beans 954, new crop 957. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 368, new crop 372, cash beans 942, new crop also at 942. Red Wing Grains cash corn at 386, August 388, September 381, new crop 383. Cash beans 981, August 984, September 965, new crop also at 965. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 364, August 367, new crop 369, cash beans 960, new crop 961. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 217 to 238, Holstein fed cattle 188 to 209, market cows 110 to 155, bulls at 151 to 202, calves 500 to 1465, beef steers 180 to 600, Holstein steers also at 180 to 600, sheep markets light lambs 165 and down, market lambs 165 and down, ewes 125 and down, rams 75 and down, goat markets does 180 and down, bucks 210 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 225 to 236, finished beef heifers 225 to 236, finished dairy steers 201 to 225, market cows 124 to 145, market bulls 172 to 196. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
If you need to hire, you know it takes time. Well, what if you could meet with qualified candidates the very next day? Now you can with Zip Intro from ZipRecruiter. You simply pick a time and it does all the work of finding and scheduling qualified candidates for you. Then you choose who you want to talk to and meet with great people on back-to-back video calls as soon as the next day.
Try Zip Intro for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Zip Intro. Post jobs today. Talk to qualified candidates tomorrow.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have a slight chance of an isolated thunderstorm later this afternoon into tonight. Otherwise, mostly sunny today. We'll get to 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, down to 64 tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high of 84. If your old bathroom needs a remodel, get the bathroom of your dreams for only $99 a month interest-free with BCI Bath and Shower. Call them today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I've never asked you where you've been. I've never called and checked your story. You stayed out with all your friends. I've never tried to catch you lying. I didn't want to know the truth. I'd rather go on loving blind, girl, than go on loving without you. I wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. I wish I could start this whole thing over again. I'm not saying that you ever be true. I just don't want to know how it ends. You'd still have my heart in the palm of your hand. I'd still look like a fool in front of your friend. Yeah, I wish somehow. Said what I don't know. Couldn't hurt as bad as leaving you. Turns out I knew what I was thinking. It ain't an easy thing to do. Well, I guess I should be going. I sure found out too much to stay. Please don't say you're sorry. I might wait another day. I wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. I wish I could start this whole.
Margaritas at the Holiday Inn. Oh, have mercy, my only thought was tequila makes her clothes fall off. I told her put an extra layer on. I know what happens when she drinks Patron. Her closet's missing half the things she bought. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, lose an earring in her grain, leave her jacket in the bathroom stall, drop a contact down the sink. Them pantyhose ain't gonna last too long if the DJ puts Bon Jovi on. She might come home in a tablecloth. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. Handle any champagne brunch, a bridal shower with Bacardi punch, Jell-O shooters full of Smirnoff, but tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, losing the earring in her drain. Jacket in the bathroom stall, drop a contact down the sink. She don't mean nothing, she's just having fun. Tomorrow she'll say, oh, and how have I done? Her friends will joke about the stuff she lost. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. All tequila makes her clothes fall off. All tequila makes her clothes fall off.
Looks like you've got another bite of your country favorites. Real Country 1430.
Of the heartbreak, I don't need another turn to cry. No, I don't want to learn the hard way. Baby, hello, oh no, goodbye. But you got me like a rocket shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's impossible. This kiss, unstoppable, this kiss. Snow White, how does love get so off course? Oh, all I wanted was a white knight with a good heart, soft touch, fast horse. Ride me off into the sunset, baby, I'm forever yours. It's the way.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Faith Hill and This Kiss here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 60s. We're going to see more sunshine today. Temperatures back in the mid-80s. And we could see some showers and storms developing. We'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next hour in our newsmaker segment, the recent USDA planting and crops report was released, and Todd Gleason has more on that in our newsmaker segment. Coming up, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Cattle producers are enduring the current beef prices, but they're also having to prep for the inevitable herd expansion. We'll explain coming up.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours and field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.com.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Beef continues to be a bright spot in agriculture in 2025 with record high prices for producers. But one analyst is reminding producers that's not going to last forever. DTN livestock market analyst Shaylee Stewart on the Future of the Cow Herd webinar says life is good right now for cattle ranchers.
Not only will we have that additional per head perspective, but think about how much bigger today's cattle will be. So it'll be more like having, I would have to do the math, but the realistic numbers is it would be far more because of the additional production that those cattle are going to bring to the marketplace from sheer weight.
But with the reduced herd inventory, Stewart says packers' margins are tighter this year than last.
When you get the opportunity to sell cattle this year, I hope that you jump up, you click your heels, and that you just bask in how good this market is, because you and I both know if we're going to play this game for long, we will see an adverse time where prices are lower than this. Of course, it's going to happen. And so you know what? Go ahead and take some time to put your face in the sunshine and just enjoy this.
Stewart notes that producers are literally beefing up their cattle to an average of 40 pounds per head, more than in previous cycles. So she cautions them about what to plan for when the inevitable herd expansion begins.
If you compare that to 2024, when our cow herd inventory was low in the previous cycle, they're making less than what they were back then at this point in time. So what I'm here to tell you is that slaughter speeds will continue to lessen even more in the second half as packers continue to manage their margin and try to safeguard themselves from having to see more red ink.
Over the past few weeks, the cattle markets have become more volatile as traders are beginning to feel the pinch of overbought conditions in the markets on a technical side. Traders are also concerned about the demand side. How high is too high of a price for beef in the meat case at the grocery store before consumers start limiting their demand? That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-885-9700. 800-885-9700. That's 800-885-9700.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have a slight chance of an isolated thunderstorm later this afternoon into tonight. Otherwise, mostly sunny today. We'll get to 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, down to 64 tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high of 84. If your old bathroom needs a remodel, get the bathroom of your dreams for only $99 a month interest-free with BCI Bath and Shower. Call them today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Got a buck, put a dollar's worth of gas in his pickup truck. We're going 90 miles an hour down a dead end road. What's the hurry, son? Where you gonna go? We're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Bobby's getting drunk and looking for a fight. Liquor on his breath, trouble on his mind. Well, Lucy's just a kid along for the ride. Got a six-pack of beer and a bottle of wine. Gotta be bad just to have a good time. They're gonna holler at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night.
drops off sharp at the edge of town. Oh, Lucy, you know the world must be flat, 'cause when people leave town, they never come back. They go 90 miles an hour to the city limit sign, put the pedal to the metal before they change their mind. Hey, howl at the moon, shoot out the light, it's small town Saturday night. Hey, howl at the moon, shoot out the light.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Wade Hayes and Old Enough to Know Better here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 60s. Expect 80s later today. A new study examined feeding a hemp byproduct to cows and found that trace amounts of THC in hemp were undetectable in milk and edible tissue of cows if they were weaned off the byproduct before milking or processing. The findings are significant because the hemp byproducts, known as spent hemp biomass, currently have little to no economic value for hemp producers. Spent hemp biomass has not been legalized as feed for livestock by the Food and Drug Administration due to the potential presence of THC and the potential impacts on animal health. Now, the study is one step forward in providing the data needed for FDA approval of spent hemp biomass as a feed supplement for livestock, said Massimo Bionaz, lead author of the study at Oregon State University. The legalization of hemp as an agriculture crop in 2018 in the United States and in other countries around the world at the same time has resulted in a significant increase in global cultivation. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss, makers of high-quality workwear for more than 70 years. While outbreaks of highly pathogenic avian influenza have slowed, both the poultry and dairy sectors continue to see the impact of the virus on their industries. A new research grant designed to create a dairy cow vaccine has some industry experts excited. I'll have the details when we return. This episode of Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss. For more than 70 years and three generations, Strauss has manufactured high-performance German-engineered workwear, work boots, and safety equipment. The company's ostrich logo has become a proud symbol of excellence recognized by farmers around the globe. Need extra comfortable bibs? Strauss has them. What about work pants that have been tested to be 5 times stronger than your standard canvas pants? Strauss has those too. Each piece of the Strauss collection, from hat to boot, has been specially engineered to help you perform better on the job, whether you're working in the fields, taking care of livestock, or maintaining all the equipment that keeps your farm running. So if you're looking to add some extra utility and comfort to your workday, then harvest your potential and look for the ostrich. Prepare for the next growing season and grab yourself some new gear at Strauss.com. That's Strauss.com. It was recently reported that the Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research, or FFAR, and Purdue University have launched a new research grant awarding $302,000 to develop a vaccine against H5N1 avian influenza in dairy cows. Since the virus emerged in U.S. dairy herds in March of 2024, it's been detected in over 1,000 herds across 17 states, including big milk producers like Texas, California, New Mexico, Michigan, Colorado, and Idaho. Although H5N1 isn't highly lethal in cattle, it does significantly reduce milk production and it diminishes milk quality, losses that can stack up to 10 to 20% for affected operations. The virus can affect mammary gland tissue and then be shed in raw milk, posing risks to both food safety and farm workers. Dr. Angela Records, the chief scientific officer at FFAR, stressed the urgency of this research, saying, quote, "The cross-species spread of H5N1 presents a significant challenge. Providing farmers with the tools they need to protect their dairy cows quickly is vital to protecting the U.S. dairy industry. This rapid funding will assist researchers in developing a vaccine and getting it to farmers." The project is led by Dr. Suresh Mittal at Purdue, along with collaborators from across the livestock research industry. Their team believes they've identified a way to design a universal vaccine that would adapt to future mutations of the virus, and they'll review the most effective ways to administer the vaccine as well. Meanwhile, the poultry industry continues rebounding from HPAI's toll. Since 2022, the USDA reports over 92 million birds have been culled due to avian flu, including more than 16 million just this year alone. As this grant research gets underway, industry leaders are hopeful that this scientifically grounded vaccine will provide a useful tool, protecting the milk supply, human health, and long-term biosecurity across species. I'll have more details after this.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Yes, the spread of H5N1 avian influenza from poultry to non-poultry animals has prompted a new search for effective tools to contain the virus. And this vaccine research effort recently announced by both Purdue and FFAR could become an important line of defense for America's livestock industries. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Strauss, makers of high-quality workwear for more than 70 years. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
After just 1 hour, I met this southern girl.
And I saw stars dancing on the water. I heard Elvis singing Blue Suede Shoes. That old muddy river was my witness. The night I fell in love with the Queen of Memphis.
Sizzle, we're Country Fried. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
There's a sad young wife, never had a life. Her mother said she married young. And her husband's a fool, never listened to all the things she's never done. So she packs up that old Ford Fairlane. She's had about all she can bear. A suitcase of hope and a heartbreak. She's gonna find it all somewhere. On the road where the night is black. On the if it's anywhere you find it.
shut his life down. So he takes out that old there's good. They don't know where they're bound. 65 years and still searching for something that they never found. On the road where the night is black. On the road where you don't look back. There's a white line in the distance. Where it's going, nobody knows. If it's
News of Agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association recognized leaders and advocates of Wisconsin's beef industry during its 2025 summer tour in southeastern Wisconsin. The Beef Quality Assurance Award went to 2K Cattle Enterprises in Glen Haven. Friend of the cattlemen was Richard Hauser of Richland Center. Cattleman of the Year was Dr. Amy Raduns of Ellsworth. The One Big Beautiful Bill Act passed the Senate by a vote of 51-50 with Vice President Vance breaking the tie. The budget legislation, which paves the way for much of President Trump's domestic agenda, includes several priorities important to groups like the American Soybean Association. ASA applauded the Senate for its support of U.S. agriculture, says ASA President Caleb Ragland. Soybean growers have long supported comprehensive revisions to the 45Z Clean Fuel Protection Credit, an improved safety net for agriculture, and increased support for research and market expansion. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association also thanked the Senate for passing the legislation. They said the bill protects family farmers and ranchers across the country from a massive tax hike at the end of the year, increases the death tax exemption, makes the Section 199A tax deduction permanent, as well as many other priorities, said Ethan Lane, NCBA Senior President of Government Affairs. The June 1st inventory of hogs and pigs was at 75.1 million head, up less than 1% from last quarter and slightly higher than last year. Meanwhile, the breeding herd is still the smallest in the decade, down 0.2% from last quarter and 0.47% from last year, and within the bottom range of pre-export expectations. That's only 0.9% higher than the breeding herd in June of 2015 and matches the total in June of 2016. All but the heaviest category of market hog inventories are up compared to a year ago. Overall, the number of hogs weighing less than 180 pounds was 63% larger than a year ago, which are the market hogs arriving at processing plants from July through November of 2025. USDA's cold storage report says cold stocks of pork at the end of May were down 1% from April and 1% from 2024. Agriculture Secretary Rollins announced risk-based port reopenings for cattle, bison, and equines from Mexico beginning as early as July 7th. USDA, after collaboration between the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service experts and their counterparts in Mexico to increase New World screwworm surveillance, detection, and eradication efforts, is set to begin a phased reopening of the southern ports, starting with Douglas, Arizona. Progress has been made in several critical areas since the ports were closed May 11th, including the resolution of challenges with conducting flights in Mexico that allowed the USDA team to consistently conduct sterile NWS fly dispersal 7 days a week and the dispersal of more than 100 million flies each week. "We focused on fighting the New World screwworm's advance in Mexico," Rollins said. "We've made good progress with our counterparts in Mexico to increase surveillance efforts and have boosted sterile fly dispersal efforts." The American Farm Bureau, with support from Farm Credit, is seeking applications for the Veteran Farmer Award of Excellence. The award recognizes U.S. military veterans or service members for excellence in farming or agriculture and for positively impacting local communities. The winner will receive a $10,000 cash prize plus reimbursement for travel and other expenses incurred for him or her and one guest to attend the American Farm Bureau Convention in Anaheim, California, January 9th through the 14th. We're proud to elevate and celebrate veterans for their service to our country and their involvement in agriculture and local communities, said Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall. We greatly appreciate the sacrifices of veterans and active service members so we can enjoy the freedoms that we have in this country and highlight their contributions to agriculture. Veteran Farmer Award of Excellence applications are due by 5 p.m. Eastern Time on September 2nd. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours and field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have a slight chance of an isolated thunderstorm later this afternoon into tonight. Otherwise, mostly sunny today. We'll get to 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, down to 64 tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high of 84. If your old bathroom needs a remodel, get the bathroom of your dreams for only $99 a month interest-free with BCI Bath and Shower. Call them today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Up along the hallway, down along the stairs, I can see the pictures we made down. It makes me blue, darling, thinking of the past. And I'm truly sorry, I couldn't make it last. Walk the way the wind blows, cry the tears I cry, hoping for you, darling, to be here by my side. Our hearts fell away. I think I'll just go out alone and walk my blues away. Walk the way the wind blows, cry the tears I've cried, hoping for you, darling, to be here by my side. We'll be right back.
great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM, Translator W29 7C.